Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January the 10th in the year of our Lord 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And yes, we're convinced the checks and balances, well, the brilliant plan of the founding fathers, are the solutions, the way forward. We got to reject a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Go study history. They never turn out well. Well, I shouldn't say never, virtually never. The American Revolution was the only bright spot that I can find when I study history because they turned to God, because they obeyed God's laws and they were seeking religious freedom. No other narrative that I can see for revolutions have that theme. That's why they were successful, one nation under God. That's why we don't stand for a revolution. We're not really for secession either. Now, I understand some of the principles of secession might try to bring the federal government back in line. All right, but we got to really understand that restoration is the real answer. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, directly delivered to your door. It tastes phenomenal. It has all kinds of health and healing and natural properties developed by God for your good. Check it out today. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. A variety of flavors, if you will, to choose from. I know you're saying flavors of honey. What are you talking about? Well, just talk to him and learn about it. It all has to do with pollen and you know, where the bees go and what, you know, flowers they get things from and everything else. But it's cool stuff, and it's absolutely phenomenal tasting. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. 801-669-2211. The recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast, available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, free, or at libertyroundtable.com. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about last Tuesday, okay, a week ago today, if you will, January 3rd, 2017, Representative Thomas Massie introduced H.R. 24. That's the Federal Reserve Transparency Act, also known as Audit the Fed. He had 58 co-sponsors, 5-8, 57 Republicans, and one Democrat jumped aboard. That's a great start. We got to keep up the pressure for H.R. 24. Hopefully it'll get to to Donald Trump's desk and he'll sign it. Senator Rand Paul, along with 9 co-sponsors, that's 10 total, introduced Senate Bill 16, the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2017. Wow. Utah Senator Mike Lee is a co-sponsor of this bill. Currently Orrin Hatch is not in Utah. But you got these two bills introduced early this time in the House and the Senate, a coordinated effort. Now you say, Sam, why? They used to have like hundreds of co-sponsors on the House side, you know, like 30 or so on the Senate side. What's up with that? Lowell Nelson explained to us that oftentimes what they do is they get a chunk of congressmen and senators to sponsor the bill. So no one could say it's nowhere. I mean, you've already got 58, you know, 10% of the House, over 10% of the House on there. And you've got about 10% of the Senate on there, right? So, I mean, it's a significant start. But then what they do is they have other chunks of folks jump on 2 or 3 months or a month and a half or whatever later in an effort to generate news and to generate forward thrust or momentum, if you will. And that's what's happening here. But you need to get a hold of your congressmen and senators and say, you know what? Support in the House, H.R. 24, audit the Fed now. And on the Senate side, support Senate Bill or S-16. Right away, would you please? The U.S. House of Representatives did a great job, too. They approved the RAINS regulation. It's the Need of Scrutiny Act, if you will. It's tremendous. Good for the House. They've done a lot of good here. It was 237 to 187 in the vote, so two-thirds. about supported it, and that's good news. We've got to get momentum there. It'll decrease Donald Trump's power. But Donald said he was for these things. Let's see how serious he really is, shall we? Utah legislative briefing, we talked about that. Utah's working on all kinds of some pretty cool things, but we better beware, because whenever state legislative sessions start, your wallet can be picked, folks. Be careful, big time. We also talked about last Friday's Highland meeting. That's a meeting in the state of Utah. It's a big meetup group. Several hundred people attend all the time. And Lowell Nelson had the opportunity to lead that meeting this time. We also talked about Ron Paul's column, will Obama's, quote, good war in Afghanistan continue, asks Ron Paul. RonPaulInstitute.com for that column. When Obama was first elected, he swore that he would end the U.S. presence in Iraq. That's the, quote, bad war. An increase U.S. presence in Afghanistan. He called that the good war. But he ended up increasing troops to both wars, folks. While the situation in each country continues to deteriorate, it's kind of a scary scenario. You know, guys that talk peace when they run for office because they know that's what the American people want to hear end up being very hawkish pro-war. Why that is? Because the shadow elements in government demand it. And very few people have the guts to stand up and say, we're not going into unjust, unconstitutional, immoral wars. We're not doing that. If you want to go to war, we're going to declare war and we're going to have Congress decide. That's the founder's way, folks. Oh, well, these aren't really wars. They're just terrorist incidents. You're playing games. You're violating the principles of the Constitution. You're blurring the separations of powers. And you're intentionally foiling the Constitution. Don't do it. That was hour one with Lowell Nelson. Incredible hour. Hour two. Left liberal lies, what I'm calling it. But the mainstream press is shouting from the rooftops why Latinos will suffer the brunt of Trump's deportation plans. That's a lie. Illegals, I rewrote the headline, folks, illegals will suffer the brunt of Trump's deportation plans. That's a fact. But shouldn't they? After all, it is illegal. We talked about several ways forward and solutions for this, by the way. We're not just naysayers. There are ways forward. But we got to have an open, realistic dialogue about this without all the fear-mongering, okay? By the way, department stores become endangered, writes USA Today. Amazon is worth more than Sears, Macy's, and Target combined, according to CNN Money. Did you buy nearly all your presents for the holidays from Amazon? The author says I did too. Amazon's market value, believe it or not, is just north of $370 billion. All these other retailers we mentioned are worth a little less than $95 billion. And a big chunk of that is from Target, $40 billion. Wow. All I'm telling you is the marketplace is a-shifting. We talked about why and what the retailers need to do to make things better. This is Solutions Radio. We don't point out a problem without articulating a solution. You can say your solutions are ignorant. You haven't a clue. Think what you choose, my fellow Americans, but we take our page out of the playbook of the Founding Fathers and out of free market principles, okay? Billionaire Buffett says that he caps spending at McDonald's on stock market's down days. MarketWatch.com. Just imagine Warren Buffett being like, hey, man, I can't buy a Big Mac right now. Got to buy a dollar cheeseburger because the markets are down. Warren Buffett. Norway, I guess, has a plan to switch off FM radio, and it'll cut off millions, say critics. There's a lot of Norwegians that do not have a, quote, digital radio. Other nations are watching. The reason they want to push for this digital stuff is because they want to control the airwaves. They don't like people talking freedom because oftentimes they point the turret at government, in my humble opinion, where it belongs. Governments are getting out of control. And when they start to attack free speech, you know the will of the people and the good of the people are not in focus. All right, that's a recap of the award-winning broadcast that took place yesterday. It is available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. And on your Roku player, live and on-demand radio free, look for the Liberty News Radio channel. If you want to donate and help our efforts grow, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com, and libertyroundtable.com would love your help. With that, recap, news the networks refuse to use for today starts now. And I guess the new report out is that Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to be named as a White House senior advisor. Oh, man, all the liberals are howling to the high heavens. It must be a good thing, or they wouldn't be so against it. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. They claim there's all kinds of financial concerns of ethics and such. Why weren't they concerned about that when Hillary was at the helm, huh? All right, Liberty Roundtable live.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian, and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I guess we talked yesterday about immigration and Trump's deportation efforts, and the mainstream press just says, hey, Latinos are going to be targeted. This is horrible. This is awful. And I said, no, that's a lie. Illegals are the focus, and criminals are a specific brand of illegal that's even of greater focus. It's wrong that you're here illegally, but you know what? It's hard for me to argue with it when people just are seeking a better life oftentimes. It doesn't mean that I support amnesty. It just means that I understand the desire to want freedom and to want to be left alone and to want an opportunity for your family. I get it. When you have children and a wife and people that you care about dearly, you're doing your very best to make things happen. And I know some Latinos in America that are some of the most hardworking people I've ever met in my life. Honorable, great people, many of them. That doesn't change the fact that criminals are exploiting this reality and putting Americans, and by the way, Americans include everybody that's a citizen. I don't give a rip what race you are. But American citizens are all in harm's way as a result of this. Well, anyway, we got a great article about this by Scott Smith. Kurt found it, and it kind of breaks this down a little more. Kurt?
Well, thanks, Sam.
Great follow-up to what we were talking about, by the way.
The headline of the article, Trump's deportation vow spurs California farmers into action. This is an AP piece, Dateline Fresno, California. If you've ever been there, you find out that, man, there's a lot of growing going on there. And, you know, they say, like in one case, they talk about a guy, California farmer, his name is Kevin Herman, and he recently ordered nearly $600,000 in new equipment, cutting the number of workers he'll need starting with the next harvest. Now, you say, well, why would he do that? Well, he grows figs, persimmons. Now, I got to look that up, and I can't remember what persimmons are, but almonds in the nation's most productive farming state. He said Trump's comments pushed him to make the purchase, even larger than he would have otherwise. I guess, is that part of that Make America Great Again? But anyway, no doubt about it, Herman said, I probably wouldn't have spent as much as or bought as much machinery as I did. Others out there in California in their farming industry say Trump's tough campaign talk spurred them into action as well. Now, then they talk about some guys getting together, and they say, man, we're going to have to tell them how important it is to have all these people here that, you know, they don't say that are illegally here, but that's what they really mean. They say that, you know, they talk about the values of the vegetables and nuts and fruits and everything from California as being about $47 billion annually. Now, what I want to know, Sam, is, just imagine if only the legal people that were in America legally were working and the illegal ones weren't here, would we get the nuts and fruits picked?
No.
What do you think, Sam?
I don't think so.
No.
I think that the job market is too good right now, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Not too good in reality, Kurt, but too good in manipulation by our government. And as long as the government manipulates and props this up, I think that Americans will just snub, turn their noses up and not be willing to pick or do some of the things that they could do. Now, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Do I think if the government would get out of the way and leave it alone and quit meddling? Do I think that people would put together a plan? Yes, Kurt. Whenever there's a supply, there will be a demand. I'm sorry, let me start over. Wherever there's a demand, there will be a supply. So if there's a demand for labor, there will be labor supplied, Kurt, if the market's left to its own. But if you have government saying that everybody gets paid seven, something dollars an hour to sit, for example, in a service-oriented business like a restaurant or something where it's warm and sure it's hectic and everything, but it's warm and nice and whatever. And as long as you prop up these markets, as long as you have government manipulation, then I don't really see Americans being willing to do this kind of work. Now, if you change the game and say there is no minimum wage, the farmers start finding ways to become more efficient, which we'll get to in just a second, and they hire leaders who know what they're doing, and people could see a way forward with pay. In other words, you got to lower taxes substantially. You can't take 50%+ of everybody's money and wonder why it isn't working, okay? You wouldn't need the minimum wage, by the way, if the taxes weren't so belligerent. Anyway, I digress, mm-hmm. except to say that I'm convinced that as the government continues to meddle, people won't take these jobs. Now, that's number one. Number two, you could increase your capability. This one farmer did just that. He went and bought a bunch of equipment and tools and automated a lot, which is a smart way forward no matter what, Kurt. Okay? Yep. It's smart to do. I don't care who you're hiring. Anytime you can decrease costs and become more efficient, it's smart and good. I know it's disruptive, but the market of supply and demand will change and will adapt and will be appropriate if you leave it alone, if you quit meddling with it and tampering with it and creating a moral hazard. Now, I will also say this, though. If we really need foreign labor, people who will work for cheaper, what we're really doing is giving them a less standard of living. In other words, we put, you know, 25 Latinos in a trailer and say, hey, work your heart out. Basically, just drop at the end of the day. We don't care how many are in your trailer or whatever else. We'll give you less than a kind of a labor camp accommodations. And all you got to do is send all your money back to Mexico. That's harmful to the United States in so many ways. And Americans won't live like that and compete like that, Kurt. I mean, after all, they've been coddled their whole life. Free college, free, you know, government school, free this, free that. You know, at the end of the day, Social Security, a pay-as-you-go system that robs from the younger generation to pay for the next generation. I mean, it's a Ponzi scheme to the highest order. As long as you do that, Americans will not do those kind of work. But if you take off the gloves and say, look, there's a way to prosper here, we're going to do it, then Americans would do those jobs, and they'd be delighted, and they get paid reasonable wages to do so. You mix automation with labor, it can be done. But you could also bring these people in legally, Kurt, and give them temporary green cards in about 5 seconds by the law. You could say, you're here for the season. You're brought in to work because Americans won't do this work. And we're going to allow this to happen. We're going to check your backgrounds and make sure you're not criminals. You can come for the season and then you can go home or whatever. Migrant workers, have a place. There's ways to do this legally, too. So the problem is that we're not debating the legal or illegal issue like we should. We're saying, oh, there's big money here and farmers are going to melt down if this doesn't happen. And now they're running around with all these scare tactics and this big old long article about how it's so horrible and everything else. They're not providing a way forward of any consequence or solution, Kurt, at all. And I've got so many solutions, it'll knock your socks off. Why can't we create a law that says they can come temporarily and work here legally on a green card, and they'll pay a portion of their money to the United States tax treasury, and we can find a way forward for them? Why can't we do that, Kurt? We can't.
Well, just... And what if you just imagine if you began to eliminate the welfare system in America, where the government pays people not to work,
and this is part of the meddling that I've been speaking of, right?
Yep. And we turned it back over to the churches and to the private citizens to really perform the acts of charity that they were supposed to do, not the government.
Let me give you an example of how that could work. You know, a church is down there in California, just say they're trying to work on this. A church might say, listen, Larry, I know you don't have that great of a back, or you're not that healthy or whatever, and I know you can't work a full 8-hour day or whatever, or a mother or somebody, but you know what? I want you to at least be willing to sort fruit or get the bad apples out of the barrel. Or in other words, maybe, you know what? You can put in 3 or 4 hours a day at least. You can help out this farmer. In exchange, we'll give you food and everything else for your family. It's called workfare, folks, not welfare. And there's ways to let people be involved in instead of taking away someone's initiative and someone's drive and someone's confidence, you destroy it when you just give them something for nothing. And so there's ways forward on so many fronts, Kurt. It's shocking. Right after the pause, we'll finish up on this. But I'm just telling you right now, I'm convinced there's plenty of ways forward that could be legal and that won't be nothing but fear-mongering. And the problem is they're not willing to even discuss it. They'll just tell you you're a racist if you even bring this up. But there are solutions. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The U.S. Constitution does not authorize the federal government to operate the election system, which is controlled through state governments and their subsidiaries. Because the framers of the Constitution did not trust the central government to control the mechanism used to select congressmen, senators, and presidential electors, the power to conduct elections was reserved to the separate states through the 10th Amendment. With just weeks to go before the end of a presidency characterized by expansive contempt for the U.S. Constitution, Barack Obama has approved a directive that designated the election system part of the country's vital infrastructure. Given the vital role elections play in this country, it is clear that certain systems and assets of the election infrastructure meet the definition of critical infrastructure, insisted Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson. The decision to nationalize the election system in defiance of constitutional prohibitions came after months of review and despite opposition from many states, notes ABC News. It was announced on the same day a declassified U.S. intelligence report said Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential election. That report did not claim that Russian hackers had infiltrated any element of the decentralized U.S. election system. In fact, the only documented instance of an attempted cyber infiltration was traced to the Department of Homeland Security by Georgia's Secretary of State. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, Kurt, what do you think of my assertion that Americans won't do the picking jobs? They won't do a lot of the manual labor jobs, primarily because of government intervention and moral hazard. I'm not saying that Americans wouldn't do those jobs. I'm saying they won't do those jobs. And the discussion points are very different. Okay? If government didn't provide welfare, if government didn't demand minimum wage, if government didn't manipulate the unemployment reality to where Americans believe that everybody's employed, if it goes on and on and on, if the American government didn't take 50% of your money plus for taxes, I mean, you work until May for Tax Freedom Day, and that doesn't even count your sales tax or your property tax, or I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. Okay, because of those reasons, we got welfare, we got the labor board, we got all kinds of unions, forced unions that demand high wages to where, you know what, why should Americans do that? And it reminds me of the Governor Bradford story for the Pilgrims, where, you know what, nobody's willing to work when you make it a welfare deal, Kurt, when you can just live off the backs of others and live in, luxury. You know, you got welfare people with big screen TVs and all this kind of stuff. Why would anybody work? But the second you take away this moral hazard, this crisis created by government, and you have government become a defensive role, live in its proper limited role, create a level playing field, pardon the field word, and honor contracts and get out of the way, pretty soon Americans would do those jobs, Kurt. I'm not saying they, wouldn't do them. I'm saying they won't do them because we've created a system that, doesn't really make any sense for them to do them. It's hot. It's hard work. But it would be good for so many people and great for the economy. So I don't really think we need this illegal contingent coming to America or migrant workers to take care of these jobs as if nobody else will do them. Because I think we've got the whole, system set up to the point where we've created the crisis that we claim we have. Do you think my assertions are right?
Well, I would go with, I think, most everything you've said. I just think that the key thing you have to remember is, as government puts, for example, the minimum wage, like you mentioned, they put the requirements on business that they provide, insurance, or they put, all these different things. It just becomes more and more of a burden on them to employ them. And then you've got the, you know, supposed threat we've heard about for years that, hey, if they hire an illegal, then they're going to be held accountable for it, even if the illegal used a fake, you know, ID that many times they can get from their own state, you know, like California has them. You know, you just got a boatload of troubles here. You know, you've got to begin to unwind them. People say, how could you ever help all these illegals return to their countries? Well, you do it county by county, and the sheriffs and those folks, they're aware of who's here
illegally. But it doesn't take too much work, Kurt. They got here on a thin dime. They can leave on a thin dime.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And by the way, this is not an attack on Latinos, Kurt. And it's not an attack on migrant workers. It's not an attack on...
I don't care where they're from. If they're illegal, they're illegal.
That's right. And I don't have a problem with them doing that hard labor. If they want to work out a deal, and this is one of the things that I think we could do, if an employer's willing to be a sponsor, Kurt, so that they're not on the government dime, mm-hmm. and there can be a way forward for somebody. You know what? You leave the country. You apply for a special migrant, you know, green card temporary work visa. And there's ways to change the law and for these people to come. But there's also ways to get rid of all these government manipulations and controls and everything else to where it would be possible for Americans to seek and do these jobs as well. One example that I'd give is these unions, for example, Kurt. Just imagine mm-hmm. if you had a fruit pickers union.
Yep.
It'd break the bank in about 2 seconds, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem here is that we've got to get these government controls out of the way. It is not sustainable.
Great point.
And it's not that we've got to have illegals to work, per se. We can have legals work. But see, if you make them legal instantly, they got to pay taxes too now, Kurt. And mm-hmm. instantly, if they work, then now they got to have health insurance because every one of us does. And instantly, and so, see, things change. And when they do, you know, good happens when it's above board and legal. Bad happens when it's not. All right. Anyway, enough of that, but a fascinating story, huh?
Yeah.
My next headline, black leaders rebuff. Or rebut, what do you want to say? The idea that Jeff Sessions is a racist. Art mm-hmm. Moore wrote the piece, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, imagine black leaders who, you know, at least they say... you know, Mr. Sessions, you know, is some kind of evil dude. But, I guess what you're seeing now is at least some of them, you know, they won't typically be the ones that get trotted out by the CNNs and NBCs. But they say amid the praise of many black leaders who know him, you know, these are people that know Sessions. His critics cite only offhand comments such as a joking reference to the Ku Klux Klan and the prosecution of a 1985 voting fraud indictment of black defendants in Perry County, Alabama, who were accused of intimidating black voters, as the Washington Times noted.
Now stop, let me just point something out. That's black on black, Kurt.
Yeah, it was a case of black versus black. Good point.
And the white guy gets the fall.
Yeah, anyway, these confirmation hearings are supposed to get into high gear today. Yeah. And you know, who knows what'll happen, but they say the other nominees are going to testify before the Senate this week. You got the old Rex Tillerson, the guy that Trump wants for Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, representative of Kansas, for the head of the CIA, Elaine Chao, for transportation secretary. Isn't she McConnell's wife? Anyway, why don't they list it as McConnell? But anyway, and retired Marine General.
Because these feminist women run around and want to pan in their own names, Kurt.
Oh, okay. I think it would look a little bit too... what is that when you hire somebody from your own family?
Yeah, conflict, you know, of interest, you might say.
Yeah, anyway. Then you got retired Marine General James Mattis. Anyway, these are all the guys. And then they quote, Al Sharpton. Now, you know, I mean, if you want to really know some facts, you got to ask for the Reverend Al Sharpton. He's, by the way, the president of the National Action Network, He's vowed a season of civil disobedience. Now, you know, he's known for his law-abiding ways. Anyway, he's declared Sessions' nomination an affront to everything the civil rights and voting rights community has stood for historically, and a vote for Sessions should be held accountable and punishable by the voters, end quote.
Now, they basically quadrupled down in an Al Sharpton-style shakedown slash fear-mongering tirade. In the article, but here's what I find fascinating. For once, they actually quote somebody who knows what they're talking about. And here's what it basically says. Americans are living in a toxic climate where the serious charge of racism is carelessly leveled against anyone with whom the left disagrees, said Reverend Dean Nelson. And he's director of the American African Outreach, or African American Outreach, with what? Family Research Council?
I think that's right. You know, I was looking at the part in the story. I mean, it's a lengthy story, ladies and gentlemen. We try to give you the highlights, but they even talk about our pals at the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know.
Yeah. This is Family Research Council. They call it Watchmen on the Wall, Kurt, and they're saying that this effort's absolutely baseless. So this guy's a black guy with the Family Research Council, and he's basically saying, hey, you know what? This is completely bogus. Here's the bottom line, Kurt. If you're religious, then you know Jeff Sessions is a good
dude.
You're
an Uncle Tom. Yeah.
If you're not, though, and you're just a hate monger and you're a racist like some of these black leaders, Al Sharpton and others, then no matter what, Jeff Sessions will never live it down. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because
he's
white.
Not, and he doesn't agree with their, quote, principles.
Yeah, if he were to run around with a collar on his neck and say that he should pay for slavery and everything else, then he'd be a rock star.
Yeah. For example, they quote the Southern Poverty Law Center that, by the way, has cast Dr. Ben Carson as an extremist for his traditional view.
Because they can't say that he's a racist very easy.
Yeah, that's right. For his traditional view of marriage and family. Yeah, because he wants one man, one woman. They called Sessions a champion of anti-Muslim and anti-immigrant extremists. Oh, boy. And then they even quote the NAACP president. Now, remember, NAACP, that stands for National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
I thought you weren't supposed to use colored anymore, folks.
Yeah,
just wondering.
They're using
Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. So this racism story is fascinating. The battle on for Jeff Sessions is really a political battle. Race has nothing to do with it, but again, the left is so good at making everybody who is conservative or anybody who's religious, or anybody who's really, this is a religious battle. And what they want to do is they want to just muddy the waters. And so they're calling Jeff a racist. You know, Ben Carson for supporting Jeff is an extremist. He hates immigration. He hates Muslims. Anybody who stands with Jeff Sessions or the moral traditional rule of law in America is absolutely vilified. The Family Research Council, standing up for pro-life, that's one of their biggest issues. Liberty Council, others, they're all considered, you know, haters by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Again, just an agenda-driven attack. And it really falls along the lines of, look, if you're religious and you believe in God, then you're friends of the Liberty Council, friends of Jeff Sessions, friends of all these people, and it has nothing to do with race. But if you are a hater, if you want to shake people down for big money, if you have an agenda to destroy life or to, you know, destroy the country, then somehow it always comes to the divide and conquer tactic, which in the past has left all conservatives with not a word to say. They're just open-mouthed, and they say nothing, and they run and, you know, get in their hole. Or they spend their time defending them as, I'm not a racist, I'm really not. Look, I have black friends, and they go on and on and on and on and waste time saying they're not a racist, but everybody knows they're not a racist in the first place. Everybody knows it. Okay, Jeff Sessions is not a racist. It's absolutely clear, but that's the narrative that we spend so much time fighting or defending against, and we waste our time and we're derailed. It doesn't matter what the issue is. Boom, race card, hater, Southern Poverty Law Center jumps on, the NAACP jumps on, and pretty soon there's this huge agenda-driven, political and manipulating mainstream press in bed with all these organizations to hammer that agenda. Americans need to learn to just reject it, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam, and they've just got to, you know, I guess you could say continue to support places that will give you the real news instead of the fake news, promoting things that are God, family, and country, telling it really like it is, not making it up as they go.
Now, there's been once in a while talks of Jeff Sessions being a racist, but no one's really battled Jeff Sessions. What, is he a senator, Kurt?
Yeah.
No one's really attacked Jeff Sessions hardly, except for little flashes in the pan. He's been a senator forever. Have we really allowed a hardcore racist senator to be at the helm for so long? See, all I'm telling you is it's bogus.
You can see why they're worried, though. Jay Sekulow of the American Center for Law and Justice, kind of like the opposite of the Southern Poverty Law Center, he said Sessions will play a pivotal role in restoring confidence and credibility to a badly damaged, scandal-ridden Justice Department.
Amen to that, by the way. Wow.
The American people deserve an attorney general and a Justice Department centered on upholding the Constitution and the rule of law, he said. That's exactly what Senator Sessions will do. Sekulow said Sessions' long track record of working across the lines, be they political, racial, or social economic lines, is exemplary. Wow, imagine that. There you have
it. Well, anyway, all I'm telling you is we're wasting our time even discussing it. Yep. We bring it up, though, because, you know, sadly, I think guys like Jeff Sessions needs to read the book Racism Smacism so that he can understand and not waste his time on this.
Yeah.
All right. I don't believe this next headline at all, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
You want to give me the headline?
Can't remember it.
I gave it to you on the break. Hillary's email.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So you don't think this is going to happen?
We got to get people the headline, Kurt.
Okay.
Probe of Hillary's email to continue, quote, full throttle. I don't believe it. Do you?
Okay. I do. Here's why. Number one reason, I think they waited long enough, you know, and let the different things pass. For example, I think they wanted to make it seem like, hey, we weren't going to do anything on this, so we'll, you know, you guys just relax about the Electoral College thing. Relax now that it's pretty much a sure thing, you know, that Trump will be sworn in. Then I think that, you know, he's got some, I guess you could say, promises that he's made, and, you know, he's going to come through with it. You know, that's just my feeling about the whole thing. This is a WorldNet Daily piece, what you've got is you've got Chaffetz as part of this deal, you know, and he wants some limelight, Sam. Chaffetz is a Republican from Utah, but he's an up-and-coming. He wants to be senator, you know, or governor, I don't know. But he sees this as a way to get him some real good front-page news, if you will. And he said this was never a political targeting in the beginning, and just because there was a political election doesn't mean it goes away. He says there were a lot of other characters involved in this that we have to look at. Now, all I can tell you is because of his, in my opinion, desire for power and his position as, what is he, the head of which committee is this? They call it the House Oversight and Government Reform Chairman. You know, he's the chairman there. And he wants some media, and he likes, you know, that kind of stuff. And this is one of the ways that he can, I think, garner that, Sam.
Well, I pray you're right. I've just been so jaded by the way we've seen insiders treated, Kurt. Hillary Clinton has been at the political movement for 30-plus years, and really no one's even touched her, Kurt. Neither Bill. No one's really touched him. Oh, they impeached him over a sexual matter. Ha, that was really funny. But they didn't do anything. There's been no accountability. They've had scandal after scandal, billions and billions and billions of dollars. They almost got the highest office in the land. You know, now there's rumors of Hillary trying to run for office somewhere else, be the mayor of New York or who knows where. I don't know how real any of that is. I know Hillary's got serious health problems. Donald was really hardcore. Lock her up, lock her up. He literally had people chanting that during the election. But now he's like, look, I don't want to harm my good friend Hillary. Why would I want to do that? Lay off, let it go. Now, he may be publicly saying that for political reasons. I don't know. And I don't deny that Jason Chaffetz and others will try to look into this still. So if we say the probe of Hillary's email continue full throttle, I believe that. In Congress, they oftentimes have all kinds of hearings and proceedings on things that last for years and years and years. There's a lot of money generated through that stuff. So they'll keep it up because wherever the money flows, they keep things up. But do you really think that Hillary will go to prison, Kurt?
Well, I think that before that would happen, Hillary will want to head out of the country. But I'm expecting that Hillary will be one of Obama's last pardons, if you will. You know, pardon me, you know, that old thing.
Yeah, and, you might be right.
She'll be one of the last ones and basically kind of get a blank check, which basically would mean, hey, you know, King's X, you know, no touching hurt.
Yeah, I just don't think that we have enough gumption. I know that Donald's in power now, and the Republicans are in power, and everybody believes that, you know, the world's just all right now again, and we got the train back on the tracks, and don't worry, we're almost home, kind of an idea. I don't believe that. I believe that we might get a few good things done, and I believe we'll stop a lot of the, Obama/Clinton agenda with Donald Trump. But I don't believe that we're that we're turning the country around to constitutional principles or to morality at all. And so I hope that you're right and I'm wrong, but I'm a little too jaded. I've just never seen accountability. We've got people that are clearly above the law. And even Donald doesn't have the guts to take that on and bring her down like he should.
Well, but Obama, remember, he's got the, quote, Trump card, you know, because he can do the pardon.
Yeah, but there should be no allowing of the president just to pardon hardened criminals.
Well, I agree, but that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah,
Sam,
but so has the Federal Reserve. We've still got to challenge them.
That's exactly right.
Just because you have, false authority that you've been exercising forever. Look, where does it say the president just gets to pardon everybody?
Isn't it in the Constitution?
Well, let's read it, though, carefully, because, yeah. Yes, it's okay. In the Constitution, but it doesn't let hardcore criminals that have turned the apparatus of government against the citizens for their whole career let them off the hook with nothing. For no good reason. Okay, otherwise there's no accountability at all if you're on the president's good list, right? Is that the intent? See, one thing is you got to understand what's said in the Constitution. You got to understand or read about and put yourself in the founder's intent box, if you will.
It says, here's what it says. The president shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. The power to pardon is one of the least limited powers granted to the president in the Constitution. Anyway.
Yep. So they could have impeached they could have removed Hillary and had accountability at the congressional level. They could have done all kinds of things, but now they've winded it down and they've left it in the hands of Barack. So we've ignored an incredible check and balance, right, Kurt?
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Correct. And that's kind of what I'm saying is can Barack pardon her? Yes, he can. But I guess I'm saying that Congress and the people could have done something for, what, the last 30 years, Kurt? Before the pardon?
Well, yeah, long time.
And
but,
we really didn't do any of that, folks.
For a few million bucks, Hillary could probably buy a pardon from Obama, I think, you know.
Yeah, there you have it. All I'm telling you is it's turning the intent of the founders on its head. That's for sure. Thanks for being alongside with the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can, two coming up. This nation shall endure.